Hi everyone, how you doing? Welcome to Hello Esports, a podcast by Orange, Letzebuyer Journal and the Luxembourg Esports Federation about all things esports in Luxembourg. My name is Maxim and I'm your host. On our last few episodes, we took a close look at the ecosystem of the Luxembourg esports scene. We met its actors, got a feel of the world championships, and even took a look behind the scenes of well-known clubs. And while we'll continue to do so in the future, today's episode will be dedicated to one of the most popular video games around the world. I'm talking about Luxembourg's most represented esport, EA Sports' iconic football simulation, FIFA. And to dribble our way into the game, I'm joined by the reigning champion of Luxembourg's national FIFA Orange E-League, Evanilson Lopez.
My name is Evanilson, I'm 20 years old, and I'm a FIFA player.
Now, as you know, I'm not much of a gamer, but I've been playing FIFA since I was a kid. Actually, I haven't missed a single release since the 2005 edition. I love playing it with my friends or launching career modes through which I take my clubs to the biggest achievements. For athletes, though, it's a different game. They have a need for results, invest in their virtual team, and travel the world to compete at the highest level possible. So I was very excited and intrigued to rediscover the game I've played to my whole life through a new competitive point of view. But first, I wanted to get to know Evanilson a little bit better.
What is the first game, first video game you ever bought?
Well, I think it was Need for Speed.
Okay.
Because when I was little, I always asked for a PlayStation, and then my grandma bought it with Need for Speed, I remember.
Okay, so no FIFA at that
no
time.
No FIFA at that time.
So more cars and things like that. Okay, and when did you start playing FIFA?
EA Sports. It's in the game.
I think it was around FIFA 7, yes?
Okay.
My cousin had it, and then always when we went to our grandmother, we played together, and yeah.
Okay, and when was the time where you like played FIFA and felt like, wow, I'm good enough to compete?
When I really realized that I was good enough to compete, I think it was like FIFA 20 around the lockdown, because I was always sweating weekend league, reaching like 27 wins, 28 wins on weekend league, and then I realized that I was really good.
Okay, so it only started with Weekend League, which is quite recent.
Yes.
We're going to talk about Weekend League afterwards, of course, and explain what it exactly is. There's one thing I feel every football fan will agree with. We kind of all have an insider that when we turn the radio on and there's a song that plays that we know from FIFA,
Yeah. We're
like, we look at each other and are like, you know, that was FIFA 6 or I don't know. And I think that's very fun because every time the playlist, the soundtracks in the game are like full of gems. And I wanted to ask you, like, for example, my favorite one is Kids from MGMT. Do you know which one that is?
Yes.
Maybe you have one that kind of is close to your heart, or?
My favorite is like in FIFA 15, The Walk. I remember that one
Okay. Really
hit me hard. And in FIFA 21, I think Heat Waves as well.
Okay, yeah, Heat Waves is good.
For a long time, FIFA used to be friendly matches and career modes only. But as for many games, its online feature, called Ultimate Team, completely kicked off in recent years. Here, you don't choose your clubs to play 90 minutes with, but you create your own virtual team and build it while climbing up the leagues by beating random people from around the world. To get a better idea of this ever-evolving feature, I asked Evanilson how to build an effective team and why he thinks FIFA is so successful.
I only know League of Legends for like 2 years, just when I got into esports, into the competition. So yeah, FIFA, you play football, you watch football. So it's a simulation of football. That's why people are more into it.
So can you maybe tell us what the game is for you? You know, if someone would ask me what is FIFA, I would probably talk about career mode. So from your point of view, what is FIFA?
FIFA is a football simulation, but into the game is nothing like football. Like, it's not the best players like Messi or Ronaldo or the most expensive. Nothing like that. It's just the meta, like the quickest or maybe the strongest. So Yeah, the gameplay also is not like real football. Every year as a meta, sometimes it's like just crosses, sometimes it's quick passes. Every year it changes, so we got to adapt.
Well, that's a good point, what you said, because, I mean, when I watch FIFA players play FIFA, like if you would watch me playing, I would still play like a game that looks like football.
Exactly.
But when I watch games you play, for example, it's not like that anymore. There's way more dribbling and things like that. But an interesting part as well from what you said is that you start over every other year. Like, so Ultimate Team, to explain it, it's like every player has a card or even more cards based on the performances they do in real life. They get better upgrades and everything. And you can buy those cards with money you make from winning teams. So fake money, right?
Yeah,
money,
yeah, coins,
the FIFA coins. And you can also pack them with those FIFA coins. You can pack players. So you open a pack and you have random players coming.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're lucky, you have good players. If you're not, you have bad players. So you start over on that point because your team is empty when you buy the new game. And you also have a whole new gameplay, which you have to get used to. So now, what is your routine to get your team together and to get ready for the season?
Welcome to the World Game. Welcome to FIFA 23.
I put money from my, like, I don't have an organization or a club. So I have to put my own money. And then I will play Footref.
You try to get the biggest rewards to be able to...
to open packs and to get, see if I'm lucky to pack a player. So after that, I will start building a team and stuff and go into Division Rivals.
Mm-hmm. So about the training part, the way that you learn the game and everything, do you train a lot?
Yeah, first of all, is knowing how the game works. Mm-hmm. And then after 3-4 weeks, you will play against other pros to see like... works.
Does it happen that some players completely lose their game?
Yeah.
So some players you hear about, like on FIFA 22, they're amazing. On 23, they're not there.
Exactly.
Anymore.
When a new FIFA starts, you just gotta clean your mind and start over, and yeah,
and focus.
Focus on being as good as the other game, but forgetting the other meta and just adapting to the new game.
Okay. And there's a last part, I think. You guys do a basic player wouldn't do. It's play around with the tactics. So you say to your striker, you stay up front, or you kind of come back, or go on the left, on the right.
Yeah, it depends on the players you have, on your play style and stuff.
Yeah.
Also try a lot, because sometimes you think something works, but it didn't work as well. So you gotta try everything a bit, and then
yeah. So it's actually more than just being behind the controller.
Yeah.
You mentioned the FIFA points. So the FIFA points is you basically buy them with your own money and they give you the coins the points to open packs and everything. As you seem to say, when you have a team, they pay for that. You don't have one. So maybe we don't need an exact sum, but... how much money do you put into that when the new season starts and through the season as well?
Well, I put on my own, I think like 500.
Okay.
Kind of seem a lot, but trust me, it's not, because other pros, like some, they put 4,000, 5,000, so they can have from the start, like Rolit and Ronaldo, the Brazilian one. So if they don't perform, it's just because of them.
Yeah, so it's very, very important.
Yeah, very, very. It's one of the most important things. Sometimes you don't got to be good, but if your team is good, then it's just easier.
Mm-hmm. And, well, the thing we've been talking about like a few times already, the weekend league.
Yeah.
So basically, correct me if I'm wrong, but the weekend league is like a playing mode you enter on weekends, and during the weekend, you play 30 games.
Well, now weekend league has changed a bit since FIFA 22. So mm-hmm. In the beginning, FIFA 17 and 18, it was 40 games. And then from FIFA 19 to 21, it was 30 games. And now it's only 20 games.
Okay.
But we still have to qualify, still have to play 10 games. And then when you qualify, there are ranks with better rewards. Like rank 1, you gotta do at least 19 wins. Then you got 100,000 coins and a few packs.
So I guess you kind of block your weekends to say, I have to play those 20 games.
Yeah, now it's 20 games. If I do it in a rush and I'm in a good mood, I think I finish it like 2-3 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has it, for example, happened that you played against very good players, like known worldwide?
Yeah.
Never played against that kid there?
Yes, I played against him in FIFA 20.
Okay.
I lost like 4-0 in 40 minutes.
He's so good. He's like, what, 14?
And now he's turned 16. Now he can compete.
One young FIFA player by the name of Anders Vejrgong may be set to usurp his throne over the next few years. The 15-year-old wonderkind has made a name for himself across the FIFA scene after notching a mind-boggling 535 wins in a row in the weekend league.
Building a top team is not everything, though. To compete on the esports scene, you need to have the talent, to train hard, and especially to take the opportunities that come to you. Because as for any other esport, it remains very difficult for players to make it their career. As Ivan Nielsen made it straight to the top of the Luxembourg scene very quickly, I was curious to hear about the different steps that took him from playing in his room to attending the biggest events.
During the lockdown, when I got good, like, I had a friend named Diogo. I told him, yeah, I did 27 wins. He told me, yeah, that's really good. And during the lockdown, there were like a few Prestino Cups. That's a man named Emmanuel from Luxembourg. He organized tournaments between Luxembourgish people. And then I got to know some people. They helped me really, really much.
And from the start, you've never had a team?
In FIFA 21, Four Elements, they helped me also a lot.
Okay, so you played for Four Elements.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and how did they help you at that time? Like, did they buy you FIFA points or was it more than that?
Yeah, they just provided me some FIFA points. So first weekend league, I had like Neymar and Mbappe. So it's playing against Rashford or Saint Maxime, you know, it's a big difference having Mbappe. Every shot, it will turn into a goal.
He's in, Stewart! Mbappe!
I had to do like 27 wins and I did like 28 and then got verified just from the beginning.
Okay, so now we fast forward to today. What are like the biggest competitions you took part in? I quick checked it on the internet. I see that you played the FIFA eNations Cup.
Yeah.
The Global Series in London.
Yeah.
So are those the biggest ones?
Yeah. Probably the playoffs because it's the big like 1v1. It's just like one step closer to the World Cup. And also the eNations when in FIFA 21. We were like one game away to qualify.
Okay, and who are, well, we talked about that young guy you played against, but who are like the biggest players, biggest FIFA players you played against?
Well, Umut in FIFA 21, now he's the world champion. And I remember I beat him and I had a lot of fame on Twitter because wow. I scored some nice goals.
Okay, so you have some fans.
Yeah. And I got 1,000 followers in like one night. My phone was ringing all the time. Yo, how did you score that against him and stuff? And I also met him in London. He's a really nice guy.
And when you meet guys like that, do you have that talk about the tactics and how to get better? Like,
well, I feel like everyone follows the best. Like from the beginning of FIFA 22, Levy was the best. He was winning all cups. And then everyone was just copying his tactics. And like, I remember my friends from France told me like they had a boot camp in France with the national team and everyone was like asking yeah which formation should we play. Yeah, I just played the Levy one. And then everyone was playing the Levy one. Yeah, it's funny. And then the second qualifier, a Portuguese named Rodrigo, he won also a cup with playing with a strange tactic. And then he managed to show the tactic after the game and then everyone is looking. And then the weekend after, everyone playing with the Rodrigo tactic. So it's funny.
That's amazing. And what would you say is has been the best moment of your career so far?
Winning the E-League, the individual that managed me to qualify for the playoffs. Because in every country, it's like the most important thing is to win the national league.
The main reason for FIFA's popularity as an esport in Luxembourg is that it has its own national championship, the Orange E-League. To learn more about this very recent competition, I met one of its organizers, Gilles Faber.
My name is Gilles Faber. I'm 34 years old. and I work in the Luxembourgish Football Association.
He told us all there is to know about the functioning of the Orange E-League.
Orange E-League is the official FIFA league in Luxembourg. So the E-League is licensed by EA Sports and the Luxembourgish qualification event for the FIFA Global Series.
There is only one.
We have two spots this year. So the two best players, they will qualify for this for the play-ins of the Global Series. And then if they manage to qualify, they can play in the FIFA E-World Cup.
Okay.
So the like in football, the World Cup, the best where the best players in the world will compete.
Yeah, the dream for those players.
Exactly.
How many editions have we had of the Orange League already? Because it's very recent.
We had now two editions, so two seasons, and now we're back for the third season.
Okay. So as the Orange E-League, you decided to have, of course, players who play, but they play for real football teams. Which were the winners in the two first editions?
So the but for the team edition we had last season was UN Kerjeng, and the first season was RM Ham Benfica.
Okay.
And regarding the players, we had Ivan Nielsen was our big winner last season. And LXB FIFA, Jorge Geraldo, in the first edition.
Okay, so how does the league work? What are the different stages? And how can a team win without having its player winning?
Yeah, so for example, last season, we had firstly the team edition. So we had a qualification where every team had two players. And they competed in a Swiss system. So they had to win a number of games, like 5 or 6 games. And then the best teams qualified for the team edition, for the regular season. And after that, the first ranked team was the winner of the team edition. And the players continued to play in the individual edition. So from all the teams, they played now for themselves, 1 versus 1 and not 2 versus 2.
Okay. And about the stages, so if we talk about the stages, we have qualifiers and then playoffs and then the grand final. So yes. What is the difference between those?
Yes, so we had the qualification, the qualifiers. There were a lot of teams, so a whole 100 clubs in the in
100
Luxembourg
Luxembourgish clubs
could have participated in the qualifications, in the qualifiers. And then the 16 best teams, they qualified for the regular season, for the team edition.
32 players.
32 players. Mm-hmm. And the players who were eliminated with their team, they could participate in the individual edition.
Okay.
In another qualifier.
And then playoffs.
After that, we had the playoffs. So it was in individual edition. We had only, 1 versus 1 KO phase. Mm-hmm. And then in the grand final, we had the best 3 players who played in a top 3.
And then final question about the prize pool. What prize does the team that wins get and the player who wins?
Yeah, so we had a prize pool about €7,000. And for the team edition, it was a third for the club, a third for one player, and the last third for the second player.
As mentioned before, the latest winner of the Orange E-League is our guest, Ivan Nielsen Lopez. At the age of 19, he lifted the 2021 trophy for Ham Benfica. And because being crowned champion of Luxembourg is a massive achievement, I asked him to tell me all about his experience.
You won it for Ham Benfica.
Yeah.
So why them? And how did the contact happen between you?
Well, when I was in Four Elements, they managed to get a contract with them when I was used to play with ex-Fabinho. And then in FIFA 22, ex-Fabinho played for Swift Espoo with LXP FIFA. And then I knew because I've won it the year before, the team edition, that I didn't have to qualify again. So I just choose the easy way. And I went for Ham, so I didn't have to play the whole qualifier again.
Okay, so basically, for a player that is not well known, that hasn't won anything, you can go through a qualification for a club and qualify yourself as the player of the club.
Exactly.
Okay, or the club can just call an esports team and say, let's do a contract and we get your players. And can you maybe talk us through your win? Like, how was it?
First game against a player from Jidlaj named Bini. I won like 10-1, but I was missing a lot. And I said, like, have a lot of chances, but my next opponent was like LXP FIFA. For me that year and the year before, he was also the champion. It was the best for me. It was like a final.
Yeah.
I knew if I won that, I was also happy to play him quite early, because if I won that, my confidence would have just been great. And then I knew I could.
It's like those reference games, can kickstart your season or your competition.
Then I won like 3-1. It was like a 50-50 game. He missed chances. I missed chances. We heard each other screaming. And then I managed to score the 2-1. He put pressure. He missed a chance. And the counterattack, I crossed to Vegors, like a 2-meter guy, just jumped over everyone. And then passed and scored like 3-1. I killed the game. I was like so happy at that moment.
It was a breathtaking finish.
Semi-final in the loft. Mm-hmm. I played against Diogo. And then in the final, I played against Messi Maestro, my teammate.
Okay.
I won, so in the grand final, I played against Louis. He managed to do a great run through the loser bracket, and then I managed to beat him on penalties. At the beginning, I didn't realize, but when I got home, I was like, yeah, it's really a big thing, because there are a lot of really, really good players that never qualified for a LAN event, an offline event, and I managed to do it. Like, my second season, I was like really happy.
Just like, because I'm intrigued, in your team, the team you won the league with, the Orange E-League with, what was your best card?
Well, the card that really carried me, I think it was Sadio Mane.
The one that I'm mentioning now, Sadio Mane. I said it last time I was on it, he's the best football player in the world.
In FIFA 21, the meta was like sprint boost. And he had a crazy spin push. He had 5-star skills. He could jump over everyone. Like, everyone was playing with CR7. But he was kind of slow. As I said to myself, I'm just going to trust Mane. And then I'm sure he's going to carry me. And he managed to carry me.
And he did it.
Thanks to the Orange E-League, FIFA players in Luxembourg now have a stage to express themselves. But their dream is, of course, to make it at international level. So I asked Ivan Nielsen about the future and the kind of career prospects a player like him holds out for.
At the moment, I only like did perform like nationally. And the only time I performed internationally, it was when I like we got the unlocked account from EA, and everyone had like the same team. And then I was like, yeah, that's my chance to prove like if I would have the same team as them, that I could beat him. And then I managed to beat Umut. I finished it like 2 losses, 8 wins against the best players. And I was like, okay, if I really have the chance to play with R9, Hulit, Pele, I'm sure that I could beat them. And then that was the moment that proved me that I was right.
You probably would also love to have that experience to play for a big team, international team, maybe play the E-Premier League or something that.
Yeah.
Is that something you...
Yeah, probably the E-Ligue 1.
Okay.
I'm really like into the French community. I have a lot of friends over there. And probably the next goal is to play the E-Ligue 1.
You play for the Luxembourg national team as well. What does that mean exactly?
Well, our goal is just to qualify for the E-Nations. I think we have a good squad. And it's also a pride to play for Luxembourg. We represent the whole country. Like, people sometimes messaging me, hey, come on, guys, you can do it. It's like, it's a different pressure, but playing with friends, people we know each other, it's like different. Because in Spain, probably one lived in Barcelona, the other one in Madrid. But here, just like 3 friends trying to qualify to reach something for Luxembourg. It's a nice feeling.
So how is the national team built? You and who are the 2 others?
Fabinho and LXP FIFA.
One thing is for sure. I'll keep an eye on Ivan Nielsen Lopez's career, because as impressive as it already is, the boy is only getting started. Thank you so much to him, as well as Gilles Faber, for taking the time to talk to us. Now I'm sure you're excited to go and cop your copy of the new FIFA now, so I won't hold you up any longer.
Make sure to press play on next episode too. See ya!